currently leading the Eastern Conference, moving to Yankee Stadium.
They give it to Smith and they stop him again.
This week's Philly Flashback profiles former Eagles wide receiver Tommy McDonald. The Eagles originally selected McDonald as a running back in the third round of the 1957 NFL Draft. An All-American choice from Oklahoma, McDonald won the Maxwell Award as college football's Player of the Year. Used primarily as a kickoff and punt return specialist during his rookie season, McDonald didn't see much time on the field. However, in his first game at receiver, the sure-handed McDonald caught two passes against the Redskins, both for touchdowns. The following year, he earned one of the starting receiver positions and didn't disappoint the Philly faithful, earning his first of five consecutive trips to the Pro Bowl. At only 5'9" and 176 pounds, he dazzled fans with acrobatic receptions and proved to be very durable, only missing three games in his first 11 seasons. The fleet-footed McDonald had little problem when it came to reaching the end zone. From 1958 through 1962, he had 56 touchdown receptions in 63 games, including a 35-yard touchdown reception from quarterback Norm Van Brocklin in the 1960 NFL Championship game, in which the Eagles defeated the Green Bay Packers 17-13. During the 7 years that McDonald was with the Eagles, he caught 287 passes for 5,499 yards and 66 touchdowns. McDonald had elusive speed, and the combination of his soft hands and shifty moves allowed him to finish his career with an average of 17 yards per catch and 84 touchdowns. He also caught at least one pass in 93 consecutive games. To round out a phenomenal career, this legendary receiver was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1998, making him the 12th Eagle to reach the coveted accolade.